Tell him.
The website.
The website? Okay. Good enough. Good enough. Well, thanks for coming in. We really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It was awesome.
Keep rocking.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
That was a pre-recorded show featuring Powertrain with Scott Morgan from September 18th, 2008, right here. Because we take you back, remind you where we've been before we go into the future. Coming up next right here on WHFR Dearborn, The Idiot Kid. But first, before we get there, just want to take a special moment to say, hey, last week's star of the show, our own Emma Islands, I say our own, I'm getting ahead of myself, she's just fantastic though, isn't she? Was named as one of the 15 best new bands, certainly artists, in Metro Detroit by none other than our own Metro Times. Now that time I said our own. Another band featured in the special was Moonwalks, who you, let's just say, stay tuned. You know Motor, we get the best. But yeah, Emma Islands, 13-year-old folk singer, YouTube channel, unassuming they say, but when she gets behind the microphone, it's just fantastic. Again, get yourself over to whfr.fm, click Music Performances, and grab the podcast. Stream it, download it, what have you, but listen back to what she did last week, just as you're about to listen to what the Idiot Kids are about to do now. 89.3. Fellas, can you hear me? Let's bring you up.
All right.
You there?
Yep, we're here.
Yes, you are indeed. The Idiot Kids, live on WHFR. About to bring you some great music, and I get to be a part of this. Tell your friends to tune in now. Fellas, you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Let's bring it. What are we going to hear first?
This one's called Stitches.
Stitches. The Idiot Kids.
Can you feel the reaction? I feel it moving and it's burning the track. And I'm picking the fraction. Second standing for your satisfaction. No, you don't really feel the relation. But I can take it to the sweet sensation. I accept the call to an aggravation. Just for the ego intoxication. Contradictions, proven probabilities. And I'm guessing you'll be standing here with scales upon my knees.
Dark hair, no skin, conveniently exposing the impostural grin of a dead soul, my twin! He's got no eyes, so thin, you can see what he is, yes, but you know instead, he's a dead soul,
All right. Right there. We told you we were bringing true punk rock back to WHFR. You heard it with the Idiot Kids, two, Stitches and Skeleton Boy. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Excellent.
Good, good. We got everybody. We got... Let's get to the names. Introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I'm John Michael. I sing and play guitar.
Nick Zamek over here on the bass.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I play drums.
And they're like, that loud voice that we heard just giving us everything he's got is the same guy that's just speaking?
Yeah, that's me.
That's you? And, you know, I told them the name of your songs, but I did not tell them the name of the album. Why don't you tell us about this?
Oh, yeah. We got an album that we released back in June. It's a collection of songs that I wrote when I was 19 and 20. I'm 24 now. So, I don't know. It just took a while to release, and we finally got it released. So it's online. You can listen to it on Spotify, or you can get it on Bandcamp. So.
And the name of the album is?
The album's called Manic.
By the Idiot Kids. And so it took you a few years, but you had all that time to hone it, work on it?
Yeah. We recorded quite a few demos prior to recording the album. So when we actually went in and recorded the album, we did it in about, I think it was like 20 hours total, 2021. For the whole album, so we got it done really quickly because we recorded it all live.
And folks at home, let me tell you, if you've never done any recording yourself, that's so important because studio time taint free, by and large, mostly. So we're so glad that they took that time, those years writing it, honing it, getting it together so that if we walked in the studio, they could knock it out just fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And playing together your whole lives, high school? How long has the Idiot Kids been together?
We've been playing together for about 4 years now.
Yeah, give or take a little bit.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah, it kind of happened by accident. We were at a friend's house for like a New Year's party, and they had a drum set there, and I had my guitar in my car, and then we ended up just jamming that night. And it sounded good. And so we just decided, hey, let's try this, you know? I didn't have anything written at all, but we were like, let's do it. Let's try it, you know?
Had you guys known each other before then?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
Okay. Got any shout-outs anybody want to represent for back there?
Back in Flat Rock? Not really.
All right. What we are going to have them do, the Idiot Kids, is bring on another song so you can find out what all the hullabaloo is about. So, guys, if you're ready to do this, what are we going to hear next?
This one's called Band-Aid Hands.
Band-Aid Hands by the Idiot Kids from the album Manic.
Thank you.
Band-Aid Hands by the Idiot Kids. Forgive me stepping on there a little too soon.
It's all right.
So tell me something. This sound, what went into this? How'd you get this?
I have no idea.
We listen to a lot of dirty music.
Yeah. It's a lot of, I don't know exactly. When we started out, like our, a lot of the stuff we've been playing right now is our newer stuff. When we started out, we didn't really know what we wanted to do. We just knew we wanted to play together. So we decided not to like be a punk band or a garage band or anything. We're like, let's just make music, not try and stick to a genre. And then it just kind of slowly started turning into what it is now, probably because we didn't like decide anything. We were like, let's just keep playing and whatever comes out, you know?
You just wanted to be friends and let's do this, our hobby together. And then,
yeah, kind of. Yeah. I always wanted to do music and, I don't know. And I had a couple songs that I was working on, but I didn't finish anything. And I had no intention of doing like kind of this kind of music. I kind of started out doing like softer, more like piano and, acoustic type stuff. But I don't know, when we started jamming together and I don't know, it just kind of turned into this.
Worked out because I'm not really good at playing anything else.
Well, you know, I hear everybody else, a lot of other people, I'm sorry, are like, yeah, we had to pursue heavy metal or we had to pursue gospel or what have you.
Yeah.
It was just, you could have wound up as a paintball team as long as you were right. Running together.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Okay. It's just guitars and drums fell in place.
Right.
Now, you talk about softer music. The obvious question is, what inspired you? Did you grow up on?
I grew up on gospel and oldies mainly.
Oh, see, I started something with the gospel.
Well, yeah, but around when I was like in probably like 11 or 12, my uncle made my dad a mix CD that I found like in our house somewhere, and I put it on, and it had a bunch of artists on there that I instantly fell in love with. And that's kind of what made me get into music. There was like a couple bands from the Netherlands on there. There was Elliot Smith, Radiohead, this old like hardcore band called Zao from like the 90s. So it kind
old.
Of like, it kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So it kind of like, I don't know, hearing that and that mix CD and all those different kinds of music. Like I had never really heard music that I connected to up until that point. And then at that point, I just became obsessed.
The light bulb came on.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you guys, Nick, Ryan?
I feel like I probably only listened to punk music and hardcore and metal music my entire life. And then, yeah, I wasn't good enough to play in any of those bands, so I've ended up doing this.
You weren't on the high school band playing the jazz and what have you?
Oh, yeah, no, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I can't play drums like those kids can.
But I don't know about this good enough business. If you're good enough to make what you feel inside get across, you're good enough. Okay,
well,
what more?
I'm sorry, what?
No. Run with it, please. Nick, what about you?
I listen to all sorts of stuff. I was never really too musically inclined, but John Michael asked me to play in this band with him, and you know, we were just really good friends, and I enjoyed doing a lot, and like he said, it kind of just turned to what it is now, and I really enjoy all of it.
All right. Well, we're glad you are enjoying what you're doing, and very glad that we've got you here on WHFR today in the Motor Live Drive at 5. Which is why the music should speak for itself. Give us another jam, would you please?
All right, this is actually the first riff we ever worked on together when we first jammed. We don't even have a name for it, so we just call it the Bonfire Jam.
Bonfire Jam. All right, right there. We got the 88 Kids doing Bonfire Jam, their first jam, as a matter of fact, bringing it full circle. But speaking of full circle, I saw you the first time out in Smalls and Hamtramck,
yeah,
lighting up the stage. And now I hear next week you're headed back Hamtramck way.
Yeah, yeah, we're playing Kelly's Bar.
Okay. Anybody joining you?
Yeah, yeah. The Ill Itches and the Figers are going to be playing, and there will also be tacos. So.
Oh.
So much you all got, you need to know.
No, 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 no. Got one more piece to add to that equation.
Yeah.
This is a free show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
So, folks, free show and tacos?
Yep.
The Idiot Kids?
We have taco pierogies.
What? Taco pierogies?
Taco-flavored pierogies.
Oh.
All right.
I didn't know about that.
So, folks, you better get there early. Otherwise, you're going to hear me talk about how good the food was. We'll definitely be on the air the day after talking about how good the music was, but you've been warned. You've been warned. So, yeah, how long after coming together did you guys start playing out live? Well, you started playing live, but...
Yeah, our first show was a month and a half after our first, like, jam session. And we didn't have anything written when we agreed to the show.
Okay.
Yeah, our friend was... It was our friend's, like, birthday... they were doing a show for his birthday at Jacoby's. And, yeah, he was like, I heard you start in a band. And I was like, yeah, we just started. And he was like, you want to play the show? And this was like 3 weeks before the show. And I was like, yeah, I guess. But then we had to write something because we didn't have anything written. But I don't know. It pushed us to actually start. You know what I mean? Because like, I feel like a lot of bands, when they get together, like, oh, yeah, let's start a band. And then it doesn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a show when we started the band. So like, we had to write something. So we wrote 3 songs and did 2 covers and knocked it out.
Good friend for opening the door right away.
Yeah.
And then talk about lighting a fire under yourselves motivate you.
Yeah, we just had to do it. We couldn't back out. We already agreed to it, so.
All right, that's gumption. You get a tip of the hat for the big time on the reel. And from there, things kept rolling, and you said you were doing demos along the way?
Yeah, my high school friend, her dad had a studio in his basement. He had like an old like 8-track reel-to-reel recorder.
We know something about those.
Yeah, yeah. And I had recorded with my friend we did a couple covers with him and stuff. And he would back in high school, and he always asked me, you know, if you ever get a band together, like come in, we'll do some demos and stuff. So once we started writing, we went in there and knocked out some demos and kind of figured out, like, I don't know, we were recording them as we were writing them. So we weren't sure if this was going to be an album or just like a demo or like what. But yeah, we just kept recording, and then every song that we could. And then all of a sudden we had an album. And then we ended up doing the like final recordings with this guy, Colin, his studio was out in Ipsy. But I don't know where he's at now.
Let me ask you, when you got with this Colin guy, was he still in the analog or the real, or were you into digital?
No, he did digital. I mean, we wanted to do analog, like tape recordings and stuff, we just didn't really have the money.
This is true.
This
is true.
Yeah, it's really expensive, and our friend Colin gave us a deal and everything on the album, and so yeah, it was cool. We went in there, knocked it out. We did all the instrument tracks on the first day, like 7 or 8 hours for the album, and then I went back and did a couple overdubs and the vocal tracks.
So now there's music out there for the world to get with from the Idiot Kids.
Yeah.
And they can get this music where?
You can stream it like on Spotify, or you can get it on Bandcamp, iTunes. It's on a couple other things. We ended up releasing it ourselves, so we just went through like an online distributor, and they put it on a bunch of different platforms. But mainly Bandcamp, you can download it for free. Which is cool, or you can listen to it for free on Spotify. So that's kind of what we suggest you do.
Now, what about when they come out to see you live? Any copies then?
Yeah, well, we've burned a couple copies and everything. We're just saving up to do a vinyl release, hopefully the beginning of next year. Actually get them pressed on vinyl. We're just saving up, you know.
So by all means, folks, go get the music now from the internet, iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud, you said?
SoundCloud, yeah. Oh, no, it's not on SoundCloud. Spotify, Bandcamp, and iTunes.
Okay, and then get to a show. Go see the Idiot Kids live, because their live show is the reason why they're here right now. So by all means, go see the Idiot Kids live and get a recording from them. Let them know how much you appreciate them, live bands in general, and the version you get from them will be a much better quality than streaming it, downloading it, what have you. But be sure, just to let you know, you can stream this podcast or download it right at 6:02. But until then, the Idiot Kid is going to keep kicking it live. Give us a song.
All right.
Is there a meaning to these words that I am singing? Just another waste of rhyme.
Okay, I just had to wait to make sure that. Hey, that was nothing from the Idiot Kids. You know, I got to talking about free show and good food and all that, but want to make sure that you know this is Kelly's in Hamtramck. We got to talking about it was Hamtramck and food and all. We want you to know that it's Kelly's next Wednesday, October 7th, featuring the Idiot Kids along with Illich's and the Figers. And then 1 month later, you're out at the Lager House. PJ's.
Yep. Yeah, we got a show out there. Actually, hold on 1 second.
Take your time.
Sorry, we booked this, so I wasn't sure exactly who we were playing with. Bronze Mambas?
Definitely.
Is that right?
Good friends of ours.
Maybe. You got a copy of this? Maybe you can read it.
Now, what I'm seeing here is we have, you're going to be playing the Lager House on November 7th with Bronze Mambas and David Bierman Overdrive. Somebody else we got to look at getting over here soon. But yeah, Bronze Mambas have been on Motor before, and
oh yeah,
anybody, again, when you're going to get the Static Kids, the Idiot Kids show after the show, get this podcast, take a look. You'll see the Bronze Mambas as well, going back a little ways, but also a show worth tuning into. So PJ's is going to be off the hook November 7th. You guys are going to light that up. Oh, yeah. You guys are going to compliment one another well.
Yeah, we never played Lagerhouse before, so we're excited for that.
Oh, see now, again, another reason to get out to see them. They're going to lose their cherry in front of your eyes. So go ahead. What's it like when, you know, going along, starting playing bigger and bigger shows?
Oh, it's awesome. Like, it's been so hard for us to get shows out here for the longest time because we didn't really know. We're from downriver, so we didn't know a lot of people, like, kind of in Detroit. And Detroit's a very, like, tight-knit group, you know what I mean? So everyone, like, books the people they know and stuff. And we've never played out there. I mean, we played there, like, once or twice. So it was hard to get shows. And then my friend Aaron came and saw us at the Trumbleplex. And Lee have been booking us a bunch of shows out there now, and it's been a real help because we don't know what we're doing. We know how to plug in and play, but when it comes to like networking and getting shows, we don't know who to talk to, what to do.
I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
So you have, like, the internet. What are you talking about? All right.
Yeah.
As long as you have an internet connection, the world is your oyster. Now, I'm hearing you talk about going along and getting these shows, but when I saw you, you definitely put forth, you've got a stage presence.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was like, whoa. It was almost, to look at you was like to step back to almost like 1982 or something.
Yeah.
It was like the Damned, or I'm trying to think who all was on stage.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happens. Because I'm kind of like, not like that in my regular life. It's hard for me to like kind of come out of the box, you know, and be me. But I don't know, when I'm on stage, it just feels like real. It feels like I am a person all of a sudden, and I can talk to people by playing music. It's hard for me to communicate with people if I don't have a guitar or piano in front of me. So once I can get on stage, then it's like all free game, and I actually can, you know, I don't know, communicate, I guess. So maybe that's where it comes from. The, I don't know, eccentric side of me is just because I can't be that in other aspects, I guess.
Well, keep doing this then, because there's a lot of artists who say, when I say artists, I'm sorry, there's a lot of established, let alone the fact that they're top 40, or even if they're not top 40, they're big stars in their field, have the same thing going for them.
Yeah.
And like I say, to see you live is to see somebody who's very much comfortable in their own skin.
Oh, yeah.
And ladies, you'll like his skin, or whoever will like, he'll be out there putting on a show for you. So
won't be wearing much clothing, probably.
There you have it.
It's usually and just fishnets and
when shorts. I was at the show, the audience was very connected. It was,
oh, yeah.
They you had their rapt attention. So keep working this thing.
Yeah. I mean, people are coming out to a show. Like, you might as well give them a show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sorry. I just had to give you the... Because some people haven't gotten that yet. So if you think we're exaggerating, you can start October 7th learning that we're not. You can come back November 7th, PJ's Lagerhouse, and see that we're not exaggerating. And we'll tell you about more shows after we get some more music. Again, we didn't announce the name of the song last time. That was, what, Nothing?
Yeah, Nothing.
From the album Manic. And we've got another song coming up right now. We're going to, what's this, Reaching Out?
Yep, this one's also on the album.
All right, this is the Idiot Kids with Reaching Out from the album Manic right here, Motor Live Drive at 5. We'll be right back. reaching out from the Idiot Kids, cranking it out for real. You guys, 11's not enough, huh?
Nope.
Okay. There we got it. What are you guys doing in between your downtime? I see you got a show next week, October 7th, and the next one's November 7th. So is this your plan once a month and... Or try not to burn out, or how is this?
We want to play as many shows as we can. We're trying to finish the second album. It's all written and everything. And we just got to release the first one, you know, like officially, like on vinyl and CD and everything. But I don't know, over the next couple months, we're going to work on finalizing the second album, getting everything how we want it and laid out and everything. And hopefully... release the first album on vinyl beginning of this year, and then the second one beginning of next year, and hopefully have a third one on the way by that point.
Well, you're doing the most important thing now. You're sharing music, the first one.
Right.
Let people tune in and find out why they should be getting the big releases after this and coming out to see you. So, hey, let the money build up and then go out and do what you got to do.
Right.
But like we say... next Wednesday, October 7th, this is Kelly's Hamtramck with the Illiches and the Figers. Followed up November 7th, the PJ's Lager House, Bronze Bombers, David Beerman and Overdrive. November 28th, you head back to Trumbleplex.
Yeah.
So homecoming.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. By that time, word will be out. They got on the radio. What else is going on? Anybody you sharing your word as much as possible? Somebody bigger than us should be picking you up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bit longer. It'll happen.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. We just like playing. I don't know. As long as like we can get on stage and people can enjoy it, then that's enough for us, you know.
We were talking earlier about Studio J basically being a big drum room.
Yeah.
And Ryan was like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, so is this like, do you guys like practice in Ryan's place or?
Yeah, we practice in his basement. It's been like that ever since we started, so.
All right. He wants his setup to complement his drums.
Oh, right, totally.
Come back to Studio J anytime you want and hang out with us. That's especially when the new album drops.
Yeah.
We got to get you back. Got to get a copy. Got to get it playing over here. So we keep the word going on the Idiot Kids. Like I say, live is the place to catch them. That was your calling card. But now... we want to get the recorded music out to the world after today, and especially want to let everybody know, come back to WHFR.FM and get with this podcast, as well as the SoundCloud, the iTunes, and what about social media? I see you've got the Facebook page. Any tweeting, or any Instagram, Tumblr, what have you?
No, we don't really have a one for the band page for Twitter or that. We have a
Bandcamp?
Yeah, got Bandcamp, which we use. You can contact us about shows through there. And also we have, like I said, the whole album on there. And that, and then mainly on Facebook, we do all our networking through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, people are going to want to see the fellas, wanting to learn about you. So by all means, let's get the word out about the Idiot Kids. Go tell your friends what you heard on the air today and how they can come back and hear it after today. And we're going to keep bringing some more music right now. Let's bring another track.
Thank you.
The Idiot Kids right there from the album Manic. We've got the Momota Live Drive at 5. That was Chariot. What goes into your writing, man? How's that come together for you?
As far as like the writing process goes, that's always different. A lot of times it's just me driving in my car and a line will pop into me and I'll write it down. And then we'll flush it out later. Sorry, I'm just trying to catch my breath.
Take your time. You were giving your all right there, so we know you're gonna need something.
I don't know, my writing, especially on the first album, comes from a lot of the stuff I dealt with in my past. It has a lot to do with, the whole first album's kind of revolved around mental disabilities and dealing with that at a young age. So a lot of it's that. I don't know, I just pull from, I don't know what I go through and try and, you know, make something good out of it, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not always bad. I'm not saying, like, my life is terrible or anything. I don't want to say that, but, you know, like, we get handed certain cards and do what you can with them, I guess, you know, and since I can play music, I might as well write about the stuff that I deal with, so hopefully if someone listens to it and they deal with the same thing, maybe they can take something from it, you know what I mean?
So major catharsis time when it's...
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a way for me to get my thoughts across, because I feel like I can't really do that much just from speaking, but when you have all these different sonic elements behind it, it kind of conveys a different kind of emotion than just your words, so...
Now, Nick, Ryan, let's get you in the mix over here. Step up to that microphone. Now, when you guys come together, is it just a matter of Ryan saying, no, you can't come over to the basement today? I got other plans, or...
It depends if we wake up.
Yes. Well, there's another story to tell. We got some little time left.
Yeah, no, it's about... Basically, if we can wake up, that's about it. We practice... We at least try to practice once a week, and we practice maybe once a month because we sleep, we stay up late. And
it's not you recovering from expending so much energy. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's when the creative process, they say, happens for artists in that REM time. You're just mining what's going to happen next. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And when you are coming together, is it somebody says, I've got this riff, can you put some lines to it? Or is it...
Well, most of the time, John Michael has, like, an idea. He has, like, a structure kind of laid out. And we kind of just throw in the other parts and then play it over and over again until we scrap the stuff that doesn't stay and keep the stuff that does.
John Michael, he was into music at a lot younger age. I kind of just started playing when he asked me to join. So he does most of, like, the main song structure writing, but then he'll, like, you know, show me what I can do or something, you know, just a basic bass line for what he made, and I'll get to, you know, of course, do whatever I want to it. And I've been trying to start to contribute, like, some songwriting, but I'm not much for that at the moment, but I'm getting there.
Which means you'll be staying at it and not quitting it.
Yeah, right.
All right, so that we won't have any repeats of Andy and Gorton Summers and people getting too big and blown apart. You guys, again, came together first and foremost to hang out.
Yeah.
And then that's what's like, I'm going, oh, these are guys will be here for the long haul.
Right,
so.
Right. Totally.
The shows are really fun, so I always have a great time every show we do because the people are always really responsive because, I don't know, they see we actually do try, and, I don't know, people respond to that, and it's just always a great time, and it's gratifying to see people enjoy something you put, you know, time into.
Yeah.
And the more you put out, the more response you get from them.
Right.
But, I saw it, and... All the more reason anybody listening to this, whatever time, if you're listening live or you're streaming this later, these guys, the Idiot Kids, whatever the show may charge at the door, it's worth your time, wallet. But keep in mind, next week, Kelly's out in Hamtramck, Kelly's Bar, free show with tacos. Hey, I'm just saying. You can make of that what you will. The Idiot Kid's about to make some more music and give you the best reason for getting out to Kelly's next Wednesday.
And she's not sleeping. There are tongues in my throat and they're not speaking. A tomb in my mind and it's full of tread, and there's a hole in my stomach and
The Idiot Kids.
Screwed up a little bit on the words earlier. Had to censor myself for the listeners. Didn't know what to say.
Hey, what you put on was a display in dynamics, a lesson in dynamics. That was something else. A lot of what you're doing, like you say, you're reaching back into history and...
Yeah.
And that's the most honest art you can ask for. And I appreciate it. I believe that the audience will too. That's what we ask of you. We want you to take us out with the time we have left.
All right.
We want to let everybody know that you've been listening to the Idiot Kids. This is from their album Manic. They'll be playing next Wednesday, October 7th at Kelly's Bar in Hamtramck. It's a free show, so make a point to get out. And anything you want to say before we go?
Party.
We like to play.
Well, then show them what you like to do, Ryan.
All right. Let's do Burning Flags.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Revolution! Step in the-
You've been listening to the 88 Kids on Motor Live Drive at 5. This is WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned now for Old Time.